shit was crazy, man. Just.
Oh, that's such a whack one, dude.
This is hot.
How's it going, everyone? Thanks for joining us Friday.
Welcome back to the podcast, episode 47. Communication, me with a mask, and it sounds a little funky.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought, right? Okay.
You sound a little distorted.
Do I sound distorted?
Like a little muffled.
Do I sound a little muffled?
No, you gotta get that thing out of your mouth.
It's like something is on my face.
Back it up a little bit.
I don't know what it is.
I don't want to look at you.
You don't have to look at me. Okay.
God, he's
Let's do it this way.
With the mask off?
How? What the fuck? I've got to open my... Okay.
Wow, what? One job, Doc.
One job.
One job, the first 5 seconds trips up.
All right, today we're going to be talking about communication.
Can't even make his own coffee in the morning.
Yes, I can. Who told you I can?
Because I've seen you try it.
Fuck.
Okay. About to text her.
All right, so this... Who told you? What did you tell about my coffee experience?
Enough. That's between us.
This week has been crazy, all right? There's a lot of things from the Kim Jong-un starting a war to... Elon Musk revealing that he has a master plan for his Tesla, for the new Tesla that's coming
out. Didn't he just recall like 30,000 of them?
Right, who doesn't do that? I mean, Pfizer.
I mean, not Elon Musk apparently. Oh, but wait, he just did.
Do you suck Elon's nuts?
He's all like, Leave Britney alone. He throws that shaft, bro. Different story.
Think about communication. Throughout the entire world, what's the most important thing?
Back it up.
Blowing backs out.
Okay. Tell me a situation in which communication hasn't been helpful.
Hasn't been helpful.
Everything around you comes from communication. All right? And I'm messing up communication.
What if you wanted to be left alone? And people are like, hey, how you doing?
Well, you still got to communicate that you want to be left alone.
Or
you
just
still
gotta leave. Leave me the fuck alone.
In what instance in this world does communication not give way to higher
imagine
state
being
of mind.
Like a priest up in the mountains in isolation and serenity, and then some dude's like, hi, I want to take a picture, I'm gonna kill this
what
man.
If you're a mime?
What? Well, you're still communicating something, right? Hand signs, you're communicating a thought process, you're communicating something to people. No. So when you look at the world around you, isn't it evident that everything around you is the way it is because communication is there? Even the animals around, the way you can form a community, the way you can form
have I communicated you look dumb in the mask?
Yes, you have.
Okay.
You're very good.
I just want to
I have a
record.
New mask coming, and that's going to be way better.
I would like to communicate that is also a very dumb mask.
It is a very dumb mask.
Just having a mask in general is dumb.
You know what? Who doesn't have a mask? We went over this in another episode.
You're communicating
an emotional mask
to the public that you don't care enough of them to give them your face.
I'm glad that's what I'm
communicating. That's what you're communicating.
I'm glad that's what it is.
Also, I think you can communicate a lot better if they saw your visual expressions on your face.
Because now you just sound like a dumb voice, and you already had that.
You almost sound like a robot.
All right, so.
You're communicating that you would take part in the purge if it ever happened. Just saying.
To be fair, he'd be the first one purged. He's like, woo, out the door. Tripwire right, with the...
So,
through the door.
Void's just been having
so
that
being,
ready.
That being hammered to the side, I want you to think about when communication...
Oh, he did it. Congratulations. Show him that beautiful mug.
When like, communication occurs in the
and
world...
The worst part is he could have got like a half mask and it would have been perfect. But no.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't think that far ahead. Okay, shut up.
Like a normal face mask?
That's not the point. That's not the point. The reason why communication is such an important topic is because everything in this world, whether it's laws, whether it's technology, whether it's the shared boundary of like our mind and exploration of spirit, it's all done through some form of communication. Whether and this is something that I saw Creed 3. I love Creed 3. Okay.
The shot
best
the
movie
IMAX.
Ever. Okay. It's
out of all the Creeds.
Out of all the Creeds, it's the best Creed.
I saw Ant-Man. It was pretty good.
It's
say again?
I saw Ant-Man. It was pretty good.
Yeah, real quick for God damn it. What's his name?
Z?
Who? No.
Demonic?
No. God damn
Void?
It. The
Zealous?
Kang. The one that was also the opponent in Creed. Like, what was his name?
Jonathan Majors.
Dude,
he's...
Real quick, that ebony cover was a reference to Doflamingo. There was that's all it was.
Oh, yeah.
It was
that's awesome. Cool.
You talking about him and Michael B? Which
he did an ebony ebony magazine cover, and he had, like, on this pink overcoat, no shirt, these... I guess
I didn't see all that, but okay.
It was a reference to one of the best badasses.
Don't worry, I don't judge.
One of the coolest animes that ever existed. But anyways.
You talking about JoJo, you said? What's it?
Get out of here, you fucking normie.
You don't love One Piece?
No, he said JoJo.
JoJo.
Oh, okay, I was about to say.
You're the normie now.
Anyways, so...
He got demoted.
So I saw Creed 3, and one of the things that's been coming up a lot, especially if you've been watching like The Last of Us and other shows and movies, they're including a lot of ASL, right? So,
the fuck is that?
American Sign Language.
So apparently they didn't include
really
it enough.
Like, they didn't really start with like quiet.
They didn't include it enough.
Right, right.
Apparently,
so,
right.
All that's fucked up. So yeah, that's true.
We need to include it here, so fucking Zal's can pay attention.
So now you know. Now, well, next time on our stream, you'll have another guest that does all ASL.
All
sign.
He's gonna, all that person's gonna do is just flip us off the
dude,
whole time.
Dude, thanks to fair. Like Creed, I learned what this means. This? You know what this is?
What was this one?
Do you know what that is? Do you know what this means?
Which one was that one? Thank you.
This is the bull. You know what this is?
Bullshit.
There you go.
What's this one?
That's his everyday.
What do you call him? You call him something small. What do you call him small?
Pussy rub.
No, I think it was nice to meet you.
No, isn't it nice to meet you like that? Who talked? Like, someone should use some gang signs in sign language.
What's this mean? He learned it from Naruto, man. Forgive him.
What was that Scary Movie 2 movie where he goes like, son, I like what you got. And she's teaching him how to
run. Now run that shit,
y'all. Fuck you, dude. But that's one of those movies, man, that I really got to watch again. Creed 3 had a lot of ASL in the movie. And it got me thinking because the daughter, spoiler alert, if you saw Creed 2, you already know, she was born without the ability to...
That didn't really help, now did it?
Yeah, she was born without the ability to speak. Okay, so she uses sign language to communicate. Michael B. Jordan in the movie learns how to communicate that way so to communicate to his daughter. But this brought the idea to me when I was thinking about... like reflecting on how things change in the world. If you have no way to communicate, you have no way to God. What?
One more, please.
Go on.
That's communication. Oh, yeah. Some there's problems at home.
Yeah. Keep communicating.
No, I'm just kidding.
Same one.
Oh yeah, but for sure.
Communication is how you get to a higher level. Like if you can't express yourself as a man or a woman, you feel lonely. You feel sad. You feel invisible. You feel like your life, like your situations, don't matter. So communication is one of the most important things, whether to resolve a problem or to make a problem evident enough to be able to start making the steps towards resolution. But you need to be able to communicate. Some people don't communicate well, but if we both speak English, but one speaks it or understands things differently, then that communication can be broken too. So then, the more you think about life, communication is important. So I want to go around the table. I want to ask, are you in agreement that communication is one of the most important aspects to life?
Very much so.
Okay, let's go.
For one, right now, I'm going to help communicate for you when he's talking. Can you not be rude and pay attention to him? Appreciate that. See, now they know that there's an issue, and hopefully they fix that. But no, yeah, like how they say, well, closed mouths don't get fed, you know? If you don't say anything, nobody's going to know the problem. You can assume all you want. Somebody knows what's going on in your mind, but if you don't say anything or communicate in one way or another, especially... the way that the other person understands, you know, it's not always about communicating the way you understand, but the way they do, then, you know, shit ain't gonna happen. You know, you just keep letting things roll. That's just how it's gonna keep going. And then you're gonna have nobody to blame at that point but yourself. You know, they might not have, you know, problems or whatever going on or what have you, might not have started because of you, but it can stop, you know, when you pay attention and communicate.
I like that answer.
Thank you.
What's yours?
So for me, communication, I think, has a lot of, it's a bigger spectrum, right? Because there's the nonverbal, there's the like, the inside jokes that people have. Like sometimes we could say something that people are like, oh, ha, ha, I don't get it. But that's why communication varies, right? Like I think it's very similar to like a language where it changes dialects or something like that. The biggest thing that I use is, I see when I try to speak to people, it's how they understand me. Really, that's the hardest part for any communicative device, because there's always nonverbal, right? We were talking about ASL. There's also other people who don't communicate with vocal tones. They use clicks. They use sounds, music. You got a comment
What's
to
so
say?
Funny? No,
what,
no,
something
no,
from
no,
the back.
Whoa, 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 what did you say?
What this, form of communication was that?
Yeah,
what
yeah.
Were you,
yeah.
Oh, that you was, trying to put out. There?
That was reactive communication. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That wasn't communication.
It was. Sorry. Go ahead.
That was assholery.
Yeah,
that
was like self-admitted. Right there. Being an
small penis energy move.
It's the do better, bro.
Small.
That's my you're man. The one that needs to do better.
Come on, buddy. This is live. Do better.
I support Jack and Daniel. All right. Go ahead.
Go on.
He's had them together. So when it comes to like. In the interpretation part, I feel like that's the bigger piece, right? Because sometimes people say something, people want to misconstrue it because they don't like the way it sounds or the way it's communicated to them. And that's where your audience comes to play. So in communication, I think it's very important to understand who you're talking to. Because I can't talk to you guys the way I talk to my girlfriend.
There's you just don't want to.
No, no, no. Y'all ain't cute enough for that shit, first off. So y'all disqualified.
Well, you communicated that very well.
Yeah, dude.
I'm looking at this guy right here.
Dang. There's nothing we wouldn't do for you.
You can't talk shit. You have to wear a mask because we can't look at you, bro.
Get the hell out of here. Communicate to my diary.
Fuck.
Your diary.
But again, there's a difference there, right? I was like, I treat you guys like the bros. I'm going to talk to you guys like the bros, okay?
You can treat
sexist, but okay.
Yeah.
How is that sexist?
Like the bros?
I'm from California. I say hella and dude to everything.
But you're not from Mexico.
But not your girl.
We can talk about that later.
No, she my babe.
Oh.
She my boo.
Whoa.
She gets the one and only title.
Of what?
My boo. The hell? I'm not calling anybody.
Future
else
wife bro, number two. She didn't mean that. The There's more than one.
I don't have your number on my phone, bro. What you mean?
I put it in there when you.
No, you ain't. Dude. I know you didn't. There's two other numbers on there, and I don't know who the fuck they are.
He's a liar.
At this point,
because
I'm too afraid to ask.
Communication.
Yeah, bro. I'm too afraid to ask. That's why I don't have those numbers' names. Okay, I'm like, yeah, someone's lying. Shit. So, but like I said, there's that difference, right? And I can say things to her that I'm gonna tell her that are more personal than I'm gonna tell you guys.
Who's he?
Nah,
oh,
her. Whoa, Z, this is a new revelation.
I wasn't sure you had your hand
out. I didn't know you communicated that.
No, he's right, though, because like, he can tell us, you know, like, hey, you know, can I pass the chip, all those stuff, and her is just like, you know, lower, like, you know, so just
bring me my sandwich.
No, it's more like cuter, like, yo, hey, baby. Hey,
it's missing mayonnaise and cheese on this sandwich. What's wrong with you?
You communicate that by throwing it against the wall and say, make it again.
I think you guys are looking into
it. Like, next time, it'll be your face if you don't get the sandwich.
Y'all internalize a little bit too much here. Just saying.
I saw Creed.
Nah, man, I've just had like one too many.
I learned from
my first one.
One.
Like,
say all that stuff, but they be getting beat up at home.
But yeah, no, it's more like who you talking to is the way you talk to them. That's the biggest thing.
Okay.
I agree.
What do you think, Zells?
Communication is bullshit. Not important in the slightest. Does not
I agree, because everything
him.
He just said.
Tell him. Oh, wait, don't tell him.
How many forms of communication? How many forms of communication can you count?
Just one. Let's see.
And I'll give you one physical. Other than that, what other?
Verbal.
Oh, okay. He's testing you.
That was sign language, bro.
What else?
Universal.
Radio waves.
All right. Okay.
He goes mentally. Damn, all of a sudden, I hear like Joe Rogan's in the background. I was like, hey, what's going on?
What?
It's not bad.
You
right?
said radio waves.
Radio waves.
Conspiracy theories.
Wait, we should dim
no,
the lights.
No, nigga, radios. Like,
can we
use the radio?
Can we dim the lights in here? Can we dim the lights in here?
Why are you trying to get things a little more intimate? Right there.
Well, because we're talking about an intimate subject.
I was thinking
subject.
The same thing.
Well, no, we're not. We're just talking about talking.
He's trying to communicate through
communication.
A vibe, through a mood.
Communication is so important.
I feel like sometimes you make this sound like a four-way phone call, and we're like, we're right here, dude. You don't have to say it like
that. Think about the fact there's many ways of communication. You just named number three, technically. Can you think of any other ways that people can communicate other than verbal and what did you say?
Radio waves.
Radio waves.
Physical, verbal, radio waves.
Damn, they almost all drive to some type of physically.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. You say verbal, physical, you it encompasses like everything, like texting,
through actions. You know what I'm saying? So. Dog.
The airwaves.
What else?
Hey, that's physical right there.
That's
man.
Science.
Yeah, dude. Shit.
Damn.
Yo, Pi Day's coming up. That's Tuesday.
314. That's true.
I don't give a... Actually,
anyways.
If anyone is in the area,
so what other ways?
Cookies,
so like I'm
you
overthinking this a
bit.
You get
a free crumble cookie for now. Until
you don't have to overthink it.
That's crazy.
Just that's when a, you when you speak far. About the kinds of communication that are out there, there's a psychological okay. theory called love languages.
That's exactly what I was about to say, because that's what I keep thinking of when you keep saying types
right.
of communication is the love language.
And really,
oh,
gifts,
but when I say I call my boo a certain way, y'all get all butt hurt.
Yeah, because you say gay. That's not the point.
The one saying the gay man.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but but in the most realist of realizations,
I don't want to listen to you.
As
then
you get older,
to me.
You know how the cheesy, corny line of like love is the solution to all problems.
Who said that?
Yeah,
it was in a Snap bottle once, and it was
what the hell?
It was
like I've never heard of this.
He goes, "Never mind, nobody." Yeah,
that guy from the Boys and Girls Club was
he's like, "Let me erase those last 10 seconds."
It's all right. Yeah. Go ahead, go on with love. They're a little traumatized from life. So.
Yeah, so they say that
welcome to
being in life, love is the ultimate expression of like care, and care is the what everyone or love and attention and to know that you're not invisible is what everyone seeks in life in one way or another. It's the reason why you make millions. It's the reason why you want to be entertained, and then you fake lung cancer, yeah, and then you realize that you do have lung cancer. It's the reason why we do everything.
You want to talk
love.
About communicating? You want to talk about our
do you have lung
our
cancer?
Founder that you're not a
God damn it. I didn't want to get here. I wanted to end the podcast with this. What?
You want to talk to our other founder who's been reaching out to you the comments? On the YouTube.
Oh, he's on the...
Oh, so let's see what this other guy...
I haven't been trying to reach out on the comments.
No, but he's literally trying to get his attention.
He said founder. I wouldn't remember that.
What'd you find?
Me.
You?
I found me.
I found myself. I was born again.
So he says yay. Okay, so...
Me.
So he's communicating excitement.
Shout out to my boy, Demonic.
So what does he mean by yay?
Let's break it down. The letter ye... the letter Y has a lot to do with... What hate nowadays, right?
What?
Ye is all about hate now.
A random one.
Who? What?
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so
go on.
So in life.
You say go on or Gohan?
Everything you. Tell me one of your greatest aspirations. What is the greatest thing you want to achieve in the world? When you are gone, what do you want to be remembered for? What do you want to the world to know about you? The greatest thing, if you can nail it down to one thing.
Lugal.
World domination.
Nah, that's too much.
Like the one thing you couldn't achieve, is that what you wanted them to know or what?
Hey, you can dominate the world in many ways. You can dominate the world in sports.
You just ask my girl.
Are you dominating in One Piece? Is that what's going on here?
I'm attempting.
That's freedom. Okay, right, One Piece is all about freedom.
That's what you want. One Piece TCG.
That's what they said about America. Are you saying it's just as good as America?
What about you, Z? What you want to be remembered for?
Masks.
Well, hold on, we'll get there. So what do you think?
Man.
Yeah, no one say nothing. No one say nothing. He's going to take the last thing someone says and say, nope.
Yeah, okay. No, that's opposite. Why he holds me to the
All right. All right. Like, because when I go into it, I start talking for like 3 minutes. That's why. Like, I didn't want to overshadow
him. When you see me interrupt you, it's because I'm tired of your shit.
You can't overshadow me. Right, I'm a star.
We got to follow our numbers. He's numbered us.
That's a good question.
I'm number one.
Can I ponder the orb?
I'm just kidding.
I guess the one thing I just don't want people to remember me and be like, you were just like so and so. I don't want to be compared.
Oh no, he was a predator.
I'm pretty sure I don't want to be compared.
You say you don't want to be remembered for something.
I mean, if I'm remembered at all, right? In the mass of the universe, and someone's like, "Hey, remember that person?" Blah blah blah. I want them to remember me as myself, whether it be good, bad, terrible. I don't care.
But what is yourself?
As me, like you know me. I can't explain that in a minute, second here. But like, I'm not selling myself. This is not an interview. All right, but it's more like if there's a relationship with that person, I want them to remember me not for that instance we did something, but like our whole relationship. Like if we're going through life as friends, and he's like, you know what, that person, blah, blah, blah. I want them to remember the good times, not just how they feel at that instant.
That means you can't fuck up, bro. Everyone remembers the bad shit.
See, the thing is, I want them to remember me as a whole, good, bad. If I fucked up, I fucked up. I'm not gonna stop there. What the hell? If I fuck up, I'm going to keep doing life the same way. And if I keep fucking up, well, I'm going to be remembered as a fuck up. That's okay.
That's okay to be remembered as a fuck up?
I mean, if that's all I got, why not, dude?
Strive to be better.
I am. I'm better than him. I'm not out there saying
that's
shit.
That's a low bar, bro. You got to strive to be better. Right,
I think they're communicating something.
No, he's right. My throat can never expand as much as his. So for sure.
It's okay.
He's
better.
Than
they were using your booty hole for communicating.
Well, I mean, oof. I wish it was as good
Shots
as yours.
Shots fired.
Throat jutsu.
I'm going to get those bells. Don't worry, guys.
You seen that meme where she's like, it's my first time. She's like, all right, just do what you can. And then she's like, what are you doing? You got hair tied up? And then all he's like, it's the Avatar scene. He's like,
oh, you fairy tale fans out there. You know what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's like a spirit in the mountains. He's like, well, so how was it?
Dirty dog.
Sensational. And he's like, out of it. He's like, you'll probably be in shock for a couple hours.
He's already passed on.
There are 4 new episodes of the original Naruto about to be aired. Or like at least
new episodes or what?
Bro.
Yeah. Well, expanded to the ending or what?
No, like of the original. Like before, you know, he goes off to, you know, before Shippuden.
There's another filler.
Another 4-episode filler.
Hey, it's not as bad as Bleach.
One of the fillers had Naruto watching Bleach Eminem's filler. Concert, and he's like, I'm going to cut my hair like that someday when I get older.
Different level.
It's crazy, dude. He saw Ellen DeGeneres, and he was like, yo, dude, that's a haircut for me.
Nah, bro, more than that.
He got tired of drawing cool hair. That's what he was.
There's two. What was the Bounce? Right. And then what was the other one right afterwards?
The fucking...
The Bounce?
I don't know. They had a lot of filler episodes, but then they had filler seasons too. That's the worst.
No, that's why it was two seasons in a row. Once I forgot what they were called.
What are y'all talking about?
Yeah, for Bleach.
Oh yeah.
They had
mainly the Bound, but honestly, the Bound wasn't that bad.
It wasn't bad,
but it was followed up by another filler, or I think it was before.
What happened was it went into the
Espada thing.
Oh, so no, no. So it was the filler where he realized I can't be a full soul reaper in the real world, and then all of a sudden the Bounds exist. It's like, what the fuck? That's two fillers right there. What? Two seasons. Remember, there's a whole season where they were kidnapping his friends and he was useless because he couldn't use Bankai in the real world.
The counts?
When he first came out of the Saratay for the first time?
He's always been.
The visors?
No, that wasn't.
No, that was way before that.
That was a filler.
Yeah, that was. That was a filler where they had the puppets.
Yeah, that's the Bounds.
That's the Bounds.
It's just the
same.
No, it's
afterwards the Bounds.
No, they were still the Bounds. They kidnapped him. It was really long.
No, it wasn't the Bounds. It was the puppets that Kitahara had, right? Kitahara made those
guys.
That's
not a season, though. They had seasons of filler.
That was like seven episodes.
And they also had episodes of filler. Yeah, but that's not a season. Like, seasons of filler is the Bounds, and the season of filler is literally when, like, the fucking swords came to life.
The what?
So the Bounds came to life. The Bounds was like a season, but they did have, like,
swords came to life. What was the other one that came?
Like, the swords came to life, like, what's it called?
Literally, the Zanpakuto Revolution, that was pretty good, though.
That shit was fucking annoying, because Aizen shit's about to go down, and then, bam, new season, the fucking openings, them on the beach and shit.
Because you knew the filler, you know they were not
and then there's continuity. No, bro, this is back then, where you literally had to be forced to watch one week at a time.
Hey, how does it feel like to get your nuts tapped?
I was there.
And it was awful.
I'm not saying it was bad.
It was the worst half year of my life.
I'm saying the story was good, though.
Yeah, I still watched that shit, though.
You just took out the Zanpakuto to watch it afterwards. It was good.
Nah,
he's right. Still better than One Piece.
Still better than One Piece.
What?
He's right.
Nah,
I'm lying.
Still better than...
I binged One Piece.
Oh, what's that?
2 years ago. 3 years
Who's
ago.
Gone? So now I'll love it forever.
They actually
better than Hunter x Hunter.
Like 20.
Whoa. All right.
We're talking about hiatuses, right?
Filler seasons? First off. Yo, do you need to respect literature, bro?
First off, way better. But second off. Dude,
whoa.
Dude,
what?
It's like it turned anticlimactic.
He's so big.
When you wait 5 years, yeah.
It was great.
He's just big. He's big three.
No, we were talking about fillers, right? And how long there was a gap in between.
You're big. Better than Hunter x Hunter. I'm big. All of them. That's how you get actually.
No, David Goggins. I actually love all of them.
You only just.
But I know
one
of them is better. Like, I love all the nations, but America's way better.
Tenkaichi 4.
And that's what I'm telling
you.
Like, there's none like that. It wouldn't be One Piece. If it was anything,
it's definitely One Piece, bro.
They may have had
the number one selling manga in the world, the number one fan base, like, biggest fan base.
So
not the most passionate, but definitely the biggest.
JoJo? The best because of that?
Yeah, because most people can understand how great that is. Like, it's hard to believe that someone won't understand how great of a story that is.
It's great. But there's other ones, too. You're already being biased.
It is the greatest.
This is why I pulled myself back.
I'm trying to help him, but he doesn't seem to understand. He can't communicate.
I'm trying to help you.
Your 26th episode of
it's
JoJo.
Almost like
tell me one that's better.
It's like you're a religious person, but you're not sure. It's like you were just doing what other people told
tell
you.
Tell me
stuck
one
on
that's
it.
Better. I can tell
it's
you
being a political activist without voting, I mean, yeah, that's the same shit, bro.
All right. Tell me one that's better.
I have an opinion, but
I won't
use it.
Bleach is better. For sure.
Well, hold on. Why?
I would say Fairy Tale is better.
Oh, the
literal embodiment of power of friendship. Are you serious?
That's like every other manga.
There was a shower scene after every arc.
What's it called? Like, literally in One Piece, there's not really like power.
They'll probably tell you,
like,
you're literally about to die to save his friends. Every single time.
I would say One Piece is good.
It's
definitely
actually in One Piece. It's straight up
the thing that makes him tenacious is wanting to help his friends. Travel with
No. I mean, literally, it's literally kind of a selfish, like, it's kind of a selfish thing. Like, they do it for them, you know? Like, obviously, they do it for the others, too, but, like, literally.
If he lost motivation, he wouldn't do it. But his motivation is his friends, his team.
What are they talking about?
No. Like, it's literally,
Fairy Tales.
It's,
game.
Like, so power of friendship.
Talking about
bullshit.
One Piece, dog.
We're talking about Fairy Tale. Fairy Tale.
Fairy Tale
I was talking
sucks.
About One Piece.
Fairy Tale is literally power of friendship will get us through literally everything.
How's that different from One Piece?
Because power of friendship does not.
So you're
get
saying
them
like
that
like you're saying like a
even
band
the power
of guild
the power of love doesn't
like
get them
this nigga
problems.
Loses.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot,
and so does Luffy and Gray.
That's what we're talking about, dude.
Just as much as
they do the same thing. So
they lose
about,
just as much.
No, it's different stakes.
A guild of misfits.
It's different.
A
it's
pirate
different.
Crew full of misfits.
No, it's not the same thing.
The
fact that he's trying to boil it down to
having the perfect upbringing.
The fact that
he's
trying to boil it down to that shows you don't know.
And
what
every
you're
season
no.
is a filler background on the person.
Literally. Okay, first off, if they ever separate, you know, the goal is of course to come back to your friends, come back to your crew, and all that stuff, come back to your guild, whatever.
What are you talking about right now?
But
he literally had a 10-year gap.
Like, if they ever fight, then the goal is to, you know, win and come back to your boys, right? But literally in fucking fairy tale, it is, I can't lose because my friends. That is the literal fucking power of friendship.
Are you saying they can't give up because of their friends? That's literally every other anime out there.
No, that...
You like fairy tale too?
No.
Oh.
What the fuck? Okay, I'm not here to defend it. I'm just saying One Piece is the same. In terms of the story arc, bro.
No, there was a
10-year gap where they both got strong, right?
This is 10-year gap.
No, yes, in Fairy Tale, no. In Fairy Tale, they had like so many fucking times.
Yeah, in One Piece, didn't he go into a pit to be like, I need to get stronger because I got a pit?
What the hell are you talking about?
He's talking about Sabaody, but that's not a 10-year gap.
That's not a pit? What are you talking about?
And it's not a pit either.
It was a flash forward? Was it a flash forward?
No, actually, no. There was no flash
forward.
There was a flash forward. There was a flash forward.
No, there was a flash back.
That's the same shit that happened.
No, 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 because what happened was, no, the time skip for One Piece was literally. Literally, he gets separated and straight up just takes L after L after L after L the second he's alone.
Yeah.
And then after the biggest L, he can't take any more L's. So then he trains on a secluded island, and that's the time skip. And then, like,
it goes right.
Same shit happened in Fairy Tale.
No, it didn't. They literally got frozen in time. I actually read
that.
Yeah,
they left out. They're like, all right, we got kicked out of the continuum and then came back.
No, bro.
Still had to prove that they were strong.
They literally were, like, frozen in time without, like, Luffy was a choice.
I can tell you, though.
Nasu's and them was literally, like,
not a choice.
It's
the same shit.
If you like Fairy Tale,
what the hell are you talking about?
Fairy Tale was an attempt to fix what was wrong with the Rave Master. That's the same shitty story.
I've never even seen that.
I know.
Oh, I read Rave Master. It was really good.
Yeah, I thought it was shitty, dude.
It was pretty. No, it was pretty nice because it was. Like
it was okay.
Early. It was early, right?
Okay.
How early was it?
Let me rework it. I didn't think it was.
I thought it was
because
you agreed with them.
No, I thought it was stupid. I thought they had some cool aspects, like that guy with the nose, with the carrot nose or whatever. He was cool.
Poon.
Yeah, he was cool. I liked him.
That's what he has every day. That's why he has to wear a mask.
He's in every single iteration of that dude's goddamn stories.
Yeah.
Character designs are literally the same people.
Yeah.
Copy paste. Like.
He keeps trying to alter the story that where he takes whatever worked and then tries to make an
hey man,
mock my words.
Lazy artists.
They still come out pretty
lazy
good,
artists.
But I
probably
think
probably
like,
the Evolution
just continue what
lazy
you have.
I mean, shit,
or
if
make,
it
story
make
different.
Something new.
It's
if
almost
the
like
end,
the same. Like I think the Dragon
the
Ball
end,
creator
okay,
is
was
like,
all like multiversal.
He's bringing one of his other.
I think he said that. I think he said that.
He's lazy.
That's a cop out though.
Like there's Yu Yu Hakusho.
I think he said that before.
I know he said that.
Do you like Yu Yu Hakusho?
It's like instead of making a new show, he just makes 1,000 episodes and just keep taking stuff.
It's like Yu Yu Hakusho. Once that ended, you know what he did? He created Hunter x Hunter. Great work of art. Completely different stories, and yet great character development. Great like list.
I like how you did a flash forward, but with my life instead, and I didn't like that.
Yu Yu Hakusho, fast forward after it ended, and then you have Hunter x Hunter. Two different stories, great individual on their own. They carry themselves.
I feel like I aged.
But when it comes to like
to
when it comes to no, Rave Master, when it comes to like Fairy Tale, it seems like such a like cut. Like pace,
the fan
like,
service
yeah.
grows
that's,
with
that's,
each
that's,
story.
That's
crazy.
It's so stupid.
Like,
you noticed that too, right?
I've seen a little bit of Zero Eden, just like pictures wise and everything, and just like straight up, like the bigger, like
nah,
the fan service was just bigger.
Yeah.
Because I read Brave Master.
What was her name?
Oh, everyone should read O Parts Hunter. That shit's actually fucking.
Was it
amazing.
Nami?
It's by the brother of the
Who?
Author of Naruto, I believe.
Is it Nami on One Piece?
There's a couple girls.
Orange hair.
Orange Hair's Nami, yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about, so you talking about fan service, shit. How it increased over time?
I've not seen
yeah.
it.
How she was
so,
like
a... I've been reading
anime.
A lot of
it.
She was
like,
always
I haven't been reading manga in a while.
Yeah, she was.
It'd be fucking amazing.
Dude.
They all do that, so there's no need to point that out.
Hers
about
is
any
huge.
Of them, but yeah, hers,
hers is not that
crazy.
Big of a difference.
Crazy.
So, and
not that big of a difference.
Her hair grew. Is that what you
mean? She's the most
the hair?
Drastically increased one in the same show.
Robin's pretty big, too.
Oh, no. Robin, like, what's it called? You can get away with Nami bare bones just by saying... You know, like, got older and whatnot. Robin was fucking 28. 2 years does not get you from A to D. Like, that's not making...
It does if
like,
you're a scientist.
Does
she's not.
Paying attention to
I know,
anime.
She's an archaeologist.
Like,
but she had time to wait for lab
well,
results,
she's digging
man.
In
she's
the
like,
dirt all day, dude. That's got to add something.
Let's finish your... And we'll come back to this. Let's finish
okay.
your question.
If you wanted to come back.
So... The way you communicate dictates what level of
you
service you're. What level of
that's what I heard.
where in society you can even fit. Sometimes if a rapper is very smart, he can glide in through like the financial part of the world, the business meetings. He can carry himself well if he's able to have the verbiage, if he's able to understand how to stand in conversation. Communication is important. If one of those people come from the hood. For example, maybe they're true to the streets, but they don't understand how to communicate their ideas well enough.
I like Paperboy.
Atlanta.
No, Paperboy.
From Atlanta. Alfred.
He's from Jersey.
Oh, shit. You never seen
I'm fucking with you.
What the fuck is he talking about? But yeah, So communication is important. Like, so this is perfect. Season. What I was trying to say, like Childish Gambino, for example, he's a person that people think of like as a very, you know, I mean, his raps aren't that crazy, but he's very intellectual. He's very smart. He knows how to like maneuver across different crowds and different groups of people.
His music's great.
He's amazing, but many people don't like his music. They think it's too plain.
I don't have a problem with his music. I hate that you are out there trying to convince me like it's the best thing in the world. I'm like, I just thought it was okay.
Well, anyways, him and J. Cole, there's people that are able to tell really weave good stories, but when you put them in front of certain people, they can't. Their ideas don't withstand like scrutiny. They're not able to communicate their feelings well enough. But for someone like Childish Gambino, I feel like
who's not able to communicate their feelings that well.
Well, I've seen like in interviews where they have like J. Cole, for example. I feel his music is amazing. He's a great storyteller. His penmanship is like top of the best. But when it comes to him expressing his ideas well enough, like. I feel like his music does it better than him when he's in an interview. I've seen the deep conversations he gets into.
And he's One Piece is overrated.
Even when he gets into those deep conversations.
Yeah, we'll come back to you, bitch.
When he gets into deep conversations,
get ready for that shit.
He's not able to express why certain, like, for example, one of the conversations he had on a rap radio was.
You used the same title as last time.
I feel like that's just the problem with society too as well.
I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying he doesn't know how to communicate it in conversation.
And that's not bad.
But Childish Gambino can do both.
See, and
so
and
you're valued higher because you're able to do more.
To other people, you know what I'm saying? That's the problem. Like if you're able to not just communicate effectively, if you're able to communicate effectively, that's one thing. But like Void was saying earlier, if you know how to understand your audience and who you're talking to, it's like you can communicate for them to yourself, you know what I'm saying? Because you understand them and where they're coming from. So just because he's not able to articulate stuff, which is why he does it in his music. That's how he's able to express himself. So you can understand it from there. And if he's trying to say something, a person doesn't come out like that's fine. In person would be more of a, almost of like a for show. Like, you know who does that really well in almost all different aspects, which is why I think he's great, which is why I think a lot of people hate him, is Drake. Drake can communicate in so many different ways. And
Drake also spent $400 on.
See, but there's a difference.
Jake Paul's fight.
Hold on, there's a difference though.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of Drake's music, but I feel like when he talks, it's not really him. He's putting on a show for the camera.
Yeah, man, he's still Jimmy in that wheelchair.
Exactly right. He's really a nerd. He's really a nerdy guy who knows how to communicate very well. But he's not him. When he talks on
he's
interviews,
he's not him.
Like it's this persona. It's
You're
a
not
fake
that
person.
Guy, buddy.
It's a persona.
You're not that guy.
It's a persona. It's not him. But when it comes to people like,
but don't you love him,
Childish Gambino? Like he's like fucking done with society. He
see
doesn't
how
care about people.
That question.
But what?
Don't you love him?
Yeah, I like Drake
see, that's
a lot.
The only
dude.
Thing I think. A
but
lot
this
of,
is the difference.
I
like,
think a lot of Drake's music corny. Is him, but there's a lot Very that he corny. Does. For other people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he knows how to express for other people or attract other
he's
you know,
acting.
Audiences, and he's doing that
yeah,
for them.
Yeah.
But, you know, and a lot of the other things, especially a lot of his older music, you know, it's for him. But a lot of the new ones now, he knows how to stay relevant.
Right.
He knows how to be entertaining.
He's trying to hit these marks. Like, I need to make a banger for them.
I'm combining a bunch of different things in my head right now because I might be wrong. But, like, something to him and Ice Spice or some shit.
What?
Talking about the beef and all that stuff.
Do they have a baby or some shit?
With Drake?
Yeah, with the we talking about the porn star. I don't know what her name is, but
oh yeah, the Adonis kid.
Yeah.
What about him?
She's from a French soft porn.
Huh?
I just want
a
confirmation.
She has he has a son. He has a son. That what's his name?
He does have a son. You watch that video. It's really hilarious. Barstool. I think we shared that.
We did like a podcast or something. Yeah.
We did the Barstool podcast.
He's like, "What do you think about your dad being a rapper?" And he's like,
"Man, my dad's cool."
That's.
No, it's like
almost sounds like you're making fun of a kid there.
No, yeah, it almost sounds like
really
that.
Yeah,
but
are you trying to communicate
really
you're
sounds.
An asshole? I already know that.
Maybe. Yeah. So, but this is the difference. That's what I'm saying, though. He's great. Everyone has avenues in which they communicate very well. Some people don't know how to speak very well, eloquently, but when they get into a boxing ring or an MMA fight, they're like the most fluent conversationalist, right? They can speak through their fists. They can speak through other methods. But there's something special about someone who can do it across different arts and across different means. This is why, again, I'm saying, like, Childish Gambino, to me, is incredible because he's able to do it through... He paints, he does comedy, he does rap, he does producing, directing.
Yeah, he does singing.
He does everything.
Music, he does all that. That's
he's like Jamie Foxx.
That's another thing. See, and this, I don't mean to go back, but that's why I think Drake can do that, too, as well. Not as much, but he can do that. But as far as he does it musically, I think, more than anybody else.
Yeah.
Which is why he, like...
I think he does that so well that he can't do it when he can't be himself. He finds it very hard to open
but
up.
But what's crazy is when he has interviews and stuff like that, it feels like he's being himself.
Like he wants to be liked.
He's not doing... Nah, it almost seems like he's not trying to do the whole gangster shit or anything like that. Like, dude, like, he's being an awkward, and that's what people, oh, he's goofy, he's weird, because he's being himself. And it's like when he does his music and all that stuff, it's like he's just expressing himself, and then people just, you know,
he's just a senior.
I feel like that's the case,
a
though.
Singer, they can rap, they can act, they can do all that.
But so I feel like when Drake talks like that,
what?
When Drake talks like that, and this is me, I mean, until we have him sitting down here, we won't know for sure. But what I'm saying is,
don't ever come on the podcast.
From when I see those deep interviews, there's interviews where he's just like, so what do you like about music? What do you like to do for fun? He's being himself. He's being fun. He's being him. But then, because he wants to be liked, and that's what he's doing. That's one of the things about him that's always been a part of him.
Does he want to be liked, or is he being him?
I think he's trying to be liked, but he's trying to be liked by being him.
I don't know. Send me those.
So he's not him.
Because I saw two interviews in particular with Vlad.
He's trying to be liked by being him.
That's just one or the other at that point.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Let me give you an example. There's people like Tyler the Creator, right? So Tyler the Creator, somebody will ask him the same question, like, what do you like to do for fun? Tyler will be like, shit, fucking fuck around.
Yeah,
like,
that's him being him.
That's him, right?
But that's not him.
But he doesn't care about being liked. Right.
Saying, like, Drake's different in different
Right, and Drake would say the same kind of thing. He's like, I don't like to do, I mean, I do the same thing that anyone likes to do. He likes to be like the same man. He wants that like.
Yeah, I think he probably does that in front of other people.
Right.
When he's by himself, he's probably real, but probably when he's around a group of people.
Exactly. Because there's videos of him with like Vlad the he's a
Vlad the Impaler?
No, fuck.
I'm about to say that.
I do. It's too easy. Vlad
that's what this
is. He has a channel on YouTube. He's been around for like 25 years and he interviews various rappers. He had him on. He produces mixtapes and stuff too for people. He had an interview and he's been around since like Drake started his career back when he was like 22.
Like 2007.
And he starts telling him, how does it feel like to see your life change so much? And he was like, and he had like a deep thought for a moment and then he just goes, it's crazy. It's really cool to see. But he was like about to go in a different direction. And then he got like real sad because he was thinking about it. And then he just like, you know, you just learn a lot more about yourself as time goes on.
You
he like cuts
that
it
was,
off.
Drake's Drake interviewing.
Yeah, it was Drake doesn't do a lot of interviews, so the only handful.
But he does it on his own channel. He has like complete control over the editing.
Who's that guy?
No.
That
he
knows
did that
every rapper's like origin.
Like years ago.
You mean Narwhal? Huh?
Oh, Narwhal.
Is that what it is? I've only seen clips, so I have no idea.
He goes around and tells people like deepest things. It's like, what the fuck?
Oh, like the random. They're like, oh,
yeah, they're all. Yeah, he's a Canadian guy. Like, he just goes
in middle school or elementary school, this and that. Your teacher, and they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Just,
that's crazy. That right there, that's the journalist.
That's cool. Stalker 101.
ASAP Rocky. We have to know.
There's him. I like Lupe Fiasco. I like these people that can communicate in all different avenues because I don't feel like I can do that. But I admire those people that can do that.
Start by not wearing a mask. That's the best way.
Let them know they have a face just like you.
Yeah, man. No one's better than you or worse than you, except me. I'm better than you.
Here we go. Welcome to the Preferences and References podcast. This is the crew. How can I be an assistance to your ideas?
What the fuck are you doing?
We have a guest. Go on, guest.
Miss him?
Are you there?
Hmm? Get all angry.
Was it demonic or was it just somebody random?
Fuck you, demonic. Is this because you're out there?
Okay.
So anyways, so before we get into any deeper.
He said not anymore.
Is there anybody that you watch out there that you admire the way they come across and across different maybe interviews over time that you've had a chance to maybe follow their content?
You know, there was one
Don't
dude.
Say Andrew Tate.
What the fuck?
Okay, just in case.
There was one
Why was
dude.
That your first name, huh?
Just What's in case that? You said that. I don't know.
There was one dude that like I remember watching growing up and everything. And throughout all the different mediums, like, it was all going good and shit. But then, like, there was, like, nothing. And then, like, I want to say maybe it was, like, 2016 or something. I can't remember exactly. Finally came back. And, like, I don't know. They butchered him. But it's, like, I see clips. And it's, like, maybe there's some hits. Maybe there's some hits overall. But I don't know. They just really. Oh, Robin. After they ended Teen Titans, they just really.
Oh, okay.
But no, I got nobody.
You got nobody?
Nigga, get that fucking watermelon bullshit.
We got time
to
think about something.
That's the third time he's done that shit, bro.
Third time, dude. I literally just lifted it up one time. I'm like, there's only one left.
One time.
Are you sure you don't want it?
I didn't want to either one.
Say it loud.
Say
it loud.
I'm just saying, bro.
He said he didn't like the flavor.
I'm trying to be
thoughtful. He didn't want the flavor. And you keep shoving that thing up his mouth like that, bro. That's fucked up.
That's gay. No.
That's exactly.
No one's shoving nothing in my mouth.
Void. Is there somebody you admire the way they come across in interviews across the years?
Definitely not you.
God damn.
That's where I was
Shots
going with this. That's where I was going.
I already know he was going to try
this
to target.
This podcast is over.
He's going to shift and be like, oh, me, right? Someone like me. Nah, I make that clear first.
I really don't be watching people like that to where I can like. see their interviews across so years.
I know, like, Z's going to say something because okay, he's an like asshole. Me, yeah. But I do like Philo DeFranco. He gives out his information unbiased, and then he says, but here's my opinion. He's very fucking clear.
See, I actually just like started watching a few of his videos and everything because you do get like the straight of what's going on versus like, you know, just like fluffed up bullshit as well.
Correct.
But what's it called? I actually noticed a couple times that like sometimes like a lot of times it will just be like straight up, you know, like unbiased, like as if he does not give a definitive
opinion
on it. When it is something that should not really have like a definitive opinion on it, because when you got a platform like that and then you like throw out, like for instance, any place that says, like anyone that's like, oh, this motherfucker, Andrew Tate's innocent, or Andrew Tate is fucking, you know, definitely like guilty and shit.
You kind of missed out on this. I'm not going to lie to you.
I don't give a shit.
It's pretty good.
But like, what's it
He's
called?
Lying. I had it. It wasn't that good.
Do you feel like you can't enjoy it because of...
It tastes like a Jolly
Rancher. Like, what's it called? The right stance to have with that kind of thing is like you can have your belief, but then when you put it out there, even regardless of your belief, you should, even if you put your belief out there, you should also include that, what the hell happened to innocent before guilty? Like proving guilty, you know? That's just so wild shit.
So when I...
He didn't say anything about entertainment, but he did say something like more definitive.
Like someone who does this probably deserves that, right?
No, it was more like definitive, as if they actually like did. I looked at it, I heard it, I'm like, that should have been framed more like
podcast,
down the middle.
But again, like I said, he first gives the information. So like if you cut off his biases at the end, because he always gives it towards the end.
Go ahead, Demonic, interrupt whenever you can,
please.
Gay.
Was that? Oh, that's you. I thought that was him.
My boy.
Testing. Yo. There you are.
And you're off the podcast. Yo. Kick.
Finally.
Hey. Damn.
Hey, it's a slightly off topic guy. What's up, dude?
We have this a terrible wisdom tag that just doesn't know what the fuck they're doing, man. I'm sorry.
I was puking.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a guest from the slightly off topic podcast.
Yes, sir.
Demonic. Go all ahead, right. Bud.
Void.
Yes.
Fix these mic. Like, Z, talk.
Talk, Z.
It's me talking. What's up, bro?
He's all like, nah, all it's right, just his Void. Voice.
Can you,
like, just his
can
voice.
You move his, like, kissing around? Keep on talking.
Me or him?
Yeah,
I'm trying to
see
you on YouTube,
because,
like, it's YouTube
shoot.
That's messing up.
Go ahead.
Do one or
oh,
the
is
other.
YouTube messing up?
Yeah. That's what I've been saying, but nobody wants to pay attention to me.
Well, how's it messing up? What's going on? What are you seeing on
I
your
have
side?
My whole laptop muted. Hold up.
Are you seeing those pictures of me when I was a baby? In the slideshow?
Is it just because that definitely does not help your situation?
I have my
no, I'm right, hearing.
Did you fix it?
I can hear the audio.
Are you sure your headset's
okay?
Right?
Then he just still sounds gay no matter what.
It's all just right. His natural voice.
Oh, that's a good one. You're a funny guy, Mr. Demonic.
I spent it this long just to do that joke.
Okay, there you go. That was good. That was good.
That was pretty good.
You
guys
did pretty good, man. You got to
give me props for that, man.
How was your puking?
Still made you call in, so.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
We win.
Oh, my puking was terrible. I'm like dying over here.
Hey, speaking of communication, how come yours is so bad?
He told us. What do you mean?
Because you can't title your YouTube videos right.
Hey,
he called him out on that.
That episode is correctly reflecting 47.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's not. Dude, it says right there. Look.
It says only pods number 46 is Logic Eagle. This is live, by the way. It's the same video you just responded to, too. So you can't even say shit, bro.
Who's in the wrong here?
He is. Totally in the wrong.
Uh-oh.
He says, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I got all of this wired up today. Okay. I got all of this shit connected and working.
You
should
have brought shots.
He blamed me last time. I was like, oh, no, it's just wisdom, bro. He's like, no, it's not working. It's working with wisdom.
Yeah, it should work.
All right. Check in about 47 seconds. You should see the new updated title.
But for you, Demonic,
do you have your wallet still?
Because you owe him money.
I believe I do. Hey, Demonic, who would you have? Who's somebody that you look up to?
Zealous.
Who's somebody that I look up to?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's a good one.
Zealous.
Like random person in life or what? Because I know you guys are talking about
random
like podcasts
person,
and stuff
zealous.
Like that.
Random person in life.
Talk about people who give you information.
Zealous.
Life morals.
People who you
well,
tend
I,
to
I,
imitate.
I like Zealous because he gives me some free passes
hey.
A few times. So I kind of ran out last week.
I don't think that ever happened, actually.
Hey, what about
no,
what about Biden?
We have a contract.
What, do you like Biden or what?
I love
what?
Biden, especially when he says, I live by his quotes, especially when he says, you know, the theme,
yeah.
That's my top.
That's favorite. How I get away with a lot of problems. People are like, "Hey, man, you did this shit up." Sorry. what? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you fall down the stairs. China.
And if they're after me after I apologize, man, that's a dick move, bro. Like, you can't be. I already apologize. Dicks.
Honestly, like, if I had to look up to somebody, I really don't look up to, like, people. It's more like music, animals. Like bands that I look up to.
Guns.
Yeah, okay. Like, animals were look idea.
Up the slide of guns. Is there a.
You look up to the ideas.
Yes, exactly.
You look up to the ideas.
I get
Uncle
get
Sam,
more,
the Freedom Eagle.
So,
Texas Rangers.
Give you a situation. So, like, you're feeling like shit. You're depressed. You've been going through it.
Listen, man, I didn't come here to be attacked, bro. Nonstop.
Is going
to
help you to get through it.
What the fuck?
Hey, man, you're depressed. You just keep doing it.
I always put on music. Who's so, like, music? If I'm in a down mood, it's, I just put on music.
What's Celine Dion or what's your go-to artist?
Screamo.
Spice Girls?
It's, don't ever talk shit on Celine Dion.
My girl right there.
Frank Sinatra?
Is it Ice Spice?
No, usually, like, if it's really bad or whatever, I just put on Pink Floyd.
Yeah, other than that, there's nobody that, you know, their beliefs, the way they act in public or by themselves that you follow.
Definitely not
Joe
there.
Rogan.
What about Gray
Donald,
Tom?
Drake.
honestly, no, not really. Really don't look up to anybody because, like, everybody's like,
they're not.
I don't know. Just
honestly,
not the Boy Scouts.
Yeah,
or
really,
your dad,
like, they're
or...
just they're just people.
Yeah,
they're just people on platforms that think they're better than you. So I really don't look up to anybody.
I mean, they're people on platforms for entertainment. Like, what's it called? I don't know. Like, yeah, like,
you spelled communication wrong.
I did. I noticed that. I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to leave it. I could fix it, but I'm not going to.
Like, what's it called? Like, I can really like people in entertainment, you know, like RDJ or fucking Nick Cage. Well, I like them a lot. I like them a lot, but, like, I'm not going to, like, look up to them. Like,
what's that movie where Nick Cage plays himself?
Dang it.
Just came out, too. Like,
the unbearable weight of
the unbearable
weight
talent or something? Of the unbearable weight of, like, talent. Massive talent.
Yeah,
or immensely massive
talent.
That
was a terrible movie.
You know, Pedro
Pascal. That shit was great.
I did not like
that. That was great. I liked it a lot.
It was funny. That was funny, but, like, the plot seemed so dumb to me when I walked in.
The plot was different.
Well, the whole thing, you already know what the whole plot was. It was kind of like,
it was kind of dumb.
It was a movie about him.
Yeah, like Cocaine Bear. What is that bear?
To be fair, that's based off a true story.
Yeah, Cocaine Bear is based off a true story.
Based.
Loosely. Nicolas Cage is a
That's fine.
Story.
I still want to see
that
a
real
bear
wasn't CGI.
Hooked up on cocaine.
The fuck?
The bear.
You're saying they made
bear,
that
course,
bear really
CGI.
Exist?
It's a real fucking bear.
Yeah, but that one is CGI.
Yeah. Did you expect them to fucking train a real bear?
If they're going
to
base it off a real bear, then yeah.
Be like,
you
here,
can stop
you
talking.
Just
Have you seen Winnie the Pooh? Blood and Honey? That's based off a real story.
It's a new one.
Someone's definitely going to make that shit real. I know they will.
What, the cocaine bear?
No.
Probably.
No, that one's already real. And
he's
already
talking,
based
talking about the blood. Blood
I'm talking about the Winnie Pooh.
No, but so what I heard, they're going to make a whole cocaine animal series now.
What?
Cocaine
shark, probably.
Well, no, so like
B-movie
cocaine
Central.
Alligator, there's a story about
oh,
that.
Oh, hey, so one of the guys.
In Florida.
One of the guys. The,
isn't that Lyle Lyle Little Crocodile?
The skinny white dude with like a mustache and he's got brown hair and whatnot. Like, I was surprised to see him in the trailer because he does the, he does like TikTok and shit. And what was like work based. Like, I'll show you later. Like,
what about that cocaine robot?
What?
The cocaine robot. What? It was.
It's a cyborg.
What's her? Oh, Megan.
He got selfish. He's like, no one's talking to me. I'm going to make my own conversation.
No, I'm just saying. Isn't that what that was, too? I'm sorry, man. It's just, all right. These are actually.
You thought the You thought the robot.
Only like 15 minutes of that movie, so don't spoil it.
Okay, so. She finds a Coke bag at the
all
end.
All he saw was the dancing, and he was like, I'm hooked.
Well, soon as she
so
was
no, I'm just to the, I'm to the part bastard. Right now where they ask them if it costs more or less than a Tesla.
Hey,
so,
real quick.
Yeah.
Real
That's
quick.
Like 10 minutes into
I'm
the movie.
I'm at the point where they're trying to slut her out right now.
He said he was 15 minutes in.
Yeah, he's right.
He wasn't lying with that.
All right, Demonic, what you got for us? Give us something.
Ooh, I have a
ask
a
question,
side comment.
And then we'll go around the table.
So Demonic, here's a question that's probably going to be repeated.
I didn't say you ask a question, but okay.
No, <Nah, laughs> taking over. So...
Please, thank you. We need some organization over there.
Yeah, I know.
Well that's what happens when our CEO's not here.
People can't read and don't know how to type names and titles and shit on YouTube.
See what I'm saying? CEO's not here. We don't got to do our job right.
So I'm going to refer the question to Z because it was his question, and I proved him right by watching a movie. What was that nature question again? Nature versus nature?
What nature question?
You're in a...
Nature versus nurture?
Oh, shit. Okay. I got a good one for you guys.
You got
okay.
owned by my question, my All answer? Right.
Let me look it up. Go ahead and talk to them. Wow.
Okay. From what I remember, he said, hey, we're going to put you...
Don't fuck it up.
...in an arena with all of these critters, predators, animals, what have you. And they're numbered, right? So he said a pack of wolves. I think he said a dozen.
I didn't see any of that.
He said birds, 50 of them. He said, in particular, I think he said falcons.
At eye contact, man.
He said, was it 1,000 rats?
Yeah.
Rats.
Dang.
1,000 or 10,000 rats. Wilbert. It was 10,000 rats. So 10,000 rats. He right, brought in Sarah. 3 bears. He brought in an experienced hunter, and that's an important point for later.
All right. No, no, no. Let me go ahead and help you out.
Yeah, I was trying to carry the conversation. Okay. Myself.
Pick two to defend
you. Did a good job. Better than me. I pick two animals to defend me?
No, he wants you to put chips in his mouth.
He's not even done reading, mouth and he's eating chewing at the same time. That's just rude as shit, bro.
Yeah, I tried watching you guys on YouTube and on Wisdom, but it's hella delayed, so I'm just getting confused. And my little brain hurts, so I'm right. just talking
my
to
reptile you guys now. Smooth brain.
All right, let's go with this. All right, everybody. Yes. Everyone listening at home, think about this scenario. You're in an arena with... Better take out a pen and paper if you don't know or how just, to remember. Well,
I already know I won, so I'm good.
50 hawks, 10 crocodiles, 3 brown bears, 12 wolves. Sorry, wolves. 15 wolves. Wow. One hunter with a rifle, 7 buffalo, 10,000 rats, 5 gorillas, 4 lions. Pick 2 to defend you. The others will attack you. The goal is to survive for 1 hour.
I just need the rats, bruh.
You need 2. You need to
pick I only
two.
Need the rats.
I didn't ask you what you need. I told you to pick 2. Which
the
you
rats
pick
and
two.
The rifle. The rats hunter. And the hunter.
Okay. Remember, there's 50 hawks, 10 crocodiles, 15
wolves. I don't care.
Wolves.
There's 10,000 rats.
Okay. So you say the rats and what? The and the hunter. Demonic says you're calling in.
That was
your second.
Answer too.
What? Hold on. Don't. Shut up. Number 2. What do you pick, Demonic? I can read
shit.
The list over again.
I never said it was right.
By any chance, did you say hippos in there or no?
No, no hippos. Those I would have picked those.
Hey, that Pablo Escobar cocaine hippo?
Hippos
baby. 50
cannot take yes, sharp turns.
You said 10 alligators or crocodiles? What was that?
There's 1 cocaine hippo versus all of them.
Crocodiles hawks, are bigger than the alligators.
10 crocodiles.
Yeah, but they're on the land.
1 experienced hunter. What, 2 lions,
you're not in the
3
water.
Bears.
And the hunter has a rifle.
Hippos are apex predators. Doesn't matter.
1,000.
10,000 rats.
I'll take
10,000
rats. The BB gun and bears.
So you take the bears and the hunter with the rifle, right?
Yeah, straight now is the BB gun.
Okay.
Why is that?
Because there's a lot of animals.
Wait. But before we get into whys, let's pick the number. We don't want it to affect everyone else's choices. What is your choice?
You're saying there are a bunch of followers?
Willing to call in.
Tana.
And what is the point of this, really quick, though?
Just to see how resourceful you are.
How to survive?
Uh-huh. What do you pick?
And is it to am I fighting them off or what? What is?
What's Let's the, get we'll get there in a second. Your goal is to survive for 1 hour.
Survive for 1 hour.
Yeah.
Now, more than likely, I'm going to do the rifle and the rats.
Okay. Remember, there's 50 hawks, 10 crocodiles, 3 brown bears, 15 wolves, 7 buffalo, 5 gorilla, and 4 lions. What do you pick?
That's actually not a bad idea. We should bring a whiteboard next time just for some.
I know we should have done that.
So. I pick my answer from like.
Oh no! So we should have.
That idea just came up. You can't say I know.
I'm the one who.
Yo, I thought about this.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Yeah, that's not a watermelon bottle.
So my answer was
motherfucker.
Obviously, the 10,000 rats, right? That's a no brainer.
That's a no fucking brainer.
That's no brainer, right?
That number, power numbers.
And then I said 50 hawks.
Fucking dumb. That's what I said.
You fucked up.
No, but so
no,
hold on. No, like so.
Your turn. No, mine was 10,000 rats and the hunter.
That's what I said.
Okay, you said. Okay so, what's it called?
And so we all got the same thing except you. You chose the hawks.
I chose me. Okay. And then let me tell you why I
he gets shot down. He's gonna be so fucking
but
upset.
But let me tell you why my answer. All right, just yeah. Why? And I was thinking about this a real long time.
While you're talking,
another friend of mine was an engineer friend that was also doing the same shit. We thought the same answer roughly.
And that's why engineers don't go out in the water.
And then I went.
That's actually I changed my mind. That's actually not a bad secondary. That's not a bad secondary.
So we went. I went to go see Ant-Man, right? And there's a scene in there where they get outnumbered.
Cena?
Over
how you see
a scene,
that?
A scene in
can't
there.
Can't see me anyway.
Yeah, come on. So there's a scene where they were overrun, right? So there goes the 10,000 rats scenario. And then all that was needed for my answer to be complete was, oh, shit, what if they try to fly away, right? Because that's what Z said. It was like, oh, you're stupid. They're just going to not be able to do a damn thing because they're in the air. Sure as shit, there's the aerial vehicles, like the fighters are coming up. And
you
then
know
just,
how big a
boom,
hawk is?
Flying avian took it down. I was like, all right, there you go. Flight and the numbers on the ground. Every other beast is just going to be preoccupied dealing with that shit. It's already too much of a numbers game. Not to mention that's the second most animal population in there.
Okay, here's why. So you said
the rats and the hawks, right?
And the hawks. Okay, 50 hawks, by the way.
Here's why the right answer is okay. Here's why that's why. Here's okay. Honestly, like, what's it called?
I respect your opinion, but this is the right answer. This is why my answer is correct.
What's it called? Literally 10,000 rats. It doesn't matter. Like, what's it called? Let's say literally every, let's say each of those animals on the list, right, can take maybe like 3 to 5 rats in their mouth, right? All right, you know, we need to fucking go there. The point is, overrun them with 10,000 fucking anything. And they're all on land. Right. They can only deal with so many before the rest of the fucking rats just like destroy them. And then here's the thing: you need the hunter on your side because he's got a fucking gut.
He's a human being.
But so literally, here's my thing, right?
Let's let him finish.
It's through you guys saying hunter. That's why I have to defend it. It's a smart
decision. That's why.
Yeah, let's.
I'm outnumbered. Let me at least defend why. Y'all agree. That's how
you
would
feel like with the hunter after you.
It's not three. It's not the three of us.
Let him explain his
three different hunters and 30,000 rats. We just all happen to.
No, that's why. So there's three people that I agree with.
Why didn't you choose the hunter?
Because, so we were talking about...
I don't
about
like people.
Hold on, let me explain why the hunter must be picked as well.
Wait. We should let him finish.
We have the common answer, but let's
so let me be the underdog.
Because I picked the exact same layout for a
and
reason.
Even then, he couldn't defend it.
No, I defended
well.
It.
No.
You just engineers.
You just said, no, I don't agree with
no,
that.
No, they have
and
feathers.
Away.
You can wear them on your hair. I'm like, okay, no, bro.
I didn't say that.
That's exactly
not
what
you
said. Not
only is that culturally no, insensitive, that is wrong. Continue.
Mexican
so I was talking about, I was like, all right, if we're going to talk about birds in particular... If we're talking about falcons, those things run at 75 miles per hour.
Yeah, but they're hawks.
Isn't it hawks?
They're not falcons.
Oh,
they're hawks.
They're still, okay, 60 miles per hour. I'm sorry. 10 miles an hour difference.
What about pigeons?
We did
that kind of matters.
Yes, but now there's 50 of them. If it was
50
just
annoying
4 or 5.
That does not equal 500 miles an hour difference.
No, but that means now you have a shroud of whatever the fuck it is coming at you
getting
at 60
shot
miles
at
per hour.
While they're coming down at
yeah,
you.
With a rifle. Not an automatic rifle.
And rats.
Not a full, like, shotgun. You just got hit with one thing at the same time. 50 freaking hawks at you. Done. Those hawks will have
you're
talents,
pretty convincing. I'm not lying.
Beaks.
You know what? That's I would give it to him. It would still be my second answer.
Yeah.
But it is still good because he's got the ground and the aerial attack going on.
And then you have a rifle
and
shooting
still
at
a
you
whole
in
bunch.
The nuts.
Yeah, but just think about that. Like, if you had the hawks attack the rifle.
The hunter, they
would
always
be
choose
what
the
is
same
the
they think.
The only
what
reason
is the landscape? What is the landscape?
It's an arena.
And that's why. And that's why if you had both,
closed off arena.
See, and that's why I feel like if he had both, it'd be good. But the only thing is, like, if
even
I had
with 50
arena,
hawks, you can surround yourself with, like, what, 1,000 rats and you're
if
good.
If it's an arena.
But you get one shot per
if
like,
it's an arena.
Pop, pop.
If it's an arena, then
he's
I would
hunter.
Have to say rats and hawks. If it's an arena. If it's an arena. Because literally, okay, here's why it doesn't make sense. Okay, like, you say it's an arena, then the answer definitely is rats and hawks. Because, first off, you got the ground covered, right?
Well, let me tell you why you're wrong.
And the arena's got to be big enough to hold on to, like,
everything. It's holding everything, yeah.
Yeah, which means the distance is insane, right? So you kind of got, you can dodge some bullets, or he may not even be able to hit that range and shit, but the hawks got the air.
But the hawks won't attack. They're going to defend you.
That's crazy. Why would they defend me?
That's what the
rules are. Wait a minute. Is it not? Well, is the best defense not a good offense?
Yeah, but
well,
they
like,
might,
even if they defend you,
they
as
might
soon as you
by
target,
attacking.
they have to attack you.
Yeah, like what's it's
they're
not like it's
literally
like, it's not like it's not like
they're literally there to
you.
Defend you though. They're not
wait,
there to attack. It's
okay,
just
you're,
right there.
You're taking defend way too fucking seriously.
But they might defend
like,
by attacking.
Yeah, they can defend by attacking.
Yeah, they're gonna retaliate if you hit them.
Like but fucking hawks, you know how big they are? You know how easy to just
like,
kill those guys?
I've seen certain birds literally, like, kill a mountain goat.
I've seen birds just
yes,
shit on
eagles,
people's cars for no other reason.
These
are hawks.
Be crazy.
Hawks
okay,
are
okay.
Less than the size
here's
of...
Here's the thing, though. Giant arena.
Bro.
Giant arena, which means the distance is there. And, the and like, what's it called? You literally can attack as a way of defense.
So, literally,
hunter cannot reach you until they get closer within range. And then the hawks just fly right over and start pecking at him.
Rifle's long range, and I'm assuming he's a great shot. Which is why
he's
I would,
a hunter.
This
yeah,
is why
yeah,
he
but
would
like,
still
it's
be
an arena, it's an
because,
arena that has to hold at least 10,000 rats.
Still have, I just feel like this, no matter what. You still
hold
have
on, hold
the,
on.
No, you still the have
arena
the 10,000 rats.
Yeah, that's a demonic answer.
You still have the 10,000 rats.
Demonic.
The hawks are gonna want to eat the rats too as well.
What the fuck are you doing?
If the rats are defending you and you're in the middle, I'm assuming you're gonna have the riflemen there with you as well.
Too many variables are all of a sudden becoming part of this.
All right.
What are you talking about? That's the whole thing that's going to happen.
Demonic, I sent you the link.
If they don't kill me, they're not killing the rifleman right away. You know what I'm saying? And he's going to be picking stuff off.
How would the Hawks even be able to defend you if they're killing your other defenders?
The Hawks would probably still be eating these rats. Like, they're going to be occupied for a while. Why are they fighting each other?
Ladies.
Because with that same logic, all those other animals are going to be fighting each other.
Wait a minute. Let's let Demonic answer before we rip each other to shreds.
I changed my answer now that I got the list. My answer is Hunter with the rifle and five gorillas.
You are the dumbest. You're dumb. Get this nigga off of here. Like, dude, get rid of him.
What are you talking about? Why the rats 10,000 of anything?
Because they're almost human-like.
Yeah, you can kick them and then they die. They're not invincible.
By the time you kick one rat,
the other 300 are already over your body.
Have you seen those
body.
Tunnels in New York? The subway system? That's only like 1,000 rats.
Have you not seen Fast and the Furious 2 when he tries to eat his way out the bucket?
Mauled to death by rats. No. Name the last person that got mauled to death by rats.
That kid from New York.
They did that in the Mummy with beetles. Imagine with rats.
Again, I'm going to go back to Fast and the Furious 2 almost.
Oh, my God. Brandon. I forgot about that fucking dude.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Even if they don't maul them off, like, they're defending. They're going to be taking the blows. They're going to be eaten.
I'll tell you what takes a blow.
Even if they just do it to get to eat, the animals are going to get full for at least an hour. Remember, this thing is only lasting for an hour. I'm definitely going to survive for an hour with a rifleman. And all those rats.
I just don't think the rifleman will last the hour.
Even if he dies, I get a rifle.
How come
and
only
there's still
in,
like 8,000 rats
here's
to
my
choose
problem
from?
With that.
Wait, wait,
you know
how come only in your example the Hawks are eating the rats? Therefore, the answer would definitely
because
be
they're
a rifle.
All going to eat the rats.
What about the lion eating?
That's exactly why you're choosing the rats. Why? What are your rats going to do? Just stand there while you get beat the fuck up?
No,
they're defending you.
They're going to just swarm all the other animals.
Exactly.
But you're saying the Hawks.
But when they attack you, the rats are going to defend you. So the Hawks aren't going to get you because the fucking rats are going to like fucking rare. You know what I'm saying? And then the fucking.
They jump pretty high. They have a lot of endurance.
And the Hawks are probably going to eat them. The Hawks, come on. The Hawks are going to look at the rats like, fuck, that's their meal. That's what they want to eat.
I thought the whole premise of this is that.
Dude, if five rats jump on that Hawk.
I thought the whole premise. Basically, the side that you choose, the two that you choose,
are
going to
protect you for an hour.
Mentally programmed to like defend you. And pretty much killing your other defenders is not really defending you, it's actually hurting you. So why are the Hawks in the rats?
So for an hour. The reason why I don't want to use that rule is because that means every other predator there is attacking other predators.
No,
they're attacking you.
I'm not even including that. If that happened, bonus.
But then
you can't say my defenders are attacking each other.
You can't say the Hawks are acting natural and then the other animals are acting natural.
Because the rats are mine. They're all attacking the rats. The rats are there to defend us, just like the rifleman's there to defend me too as well. Two of these things are defending you. Understand that. So the rats are defending me and the rifleman. I'm not saying the Hawks are fighting the fucking lions and stuff like that.
No, you said that you're not choosing the Hawks because they would eat the rats.
Exactly, because they're going to fight the rats.
But you're talking
why
about
why are the Hawks the only ones acting natural
they're
and all the
gonna,
other animals
no, they're
are
all
going to
do that.
Natural.
They're all going to probably fucking do that. They're going to fight them. They're going to try to eat them, whatever the fuck.
If they're all acting natural, then, like, honestly, they might not even do
and if they were natural,
anything.
Then
they wouldn't mess with the rats.
Yeah.
Like, what's it called? Like, either they're all acting natural or none of them are acting
natural.
So then
that means either way I'm safe for an hour.
Just to reiterate, you're saying.
Even if there wasn't a fight.
No, that lion looking at you.
My rats will have, like, a fucking, I don't know how long this would be, like 100 feet width of cushion.
This building can only hold like 4,000 rats. You're talking about six more.
That's how much cushion I have from other animals because of these rats.
Just to reiterate,
and then I have a rifle in the middle.
You're saying your rats,
if they try to get,
are going
to
be targeted by the
enemy. So basically, what you're saying,
my rats are going to be getting targeted by everything. That's why we're choosing the rats.
There's so many. Why?
What the fuck are you guys' rats doing?
Hold on. Okay, so it's either. Okay, so either it is the way that this is framed is that
dumbass
all the animals. Here's how it's framed.
Some Stuart Littles.
All the animals, the two,
peaceful. I get it.
Oh,
okay.
That's true.
Here's how it's framed. The two that you choose to defend you are essentially a microchip program.
Dude,
one rat trained four Ninja Turtles. This is crazy.
Do you understand
this? This is wild.
That's true.
You have powerful.
Shut up.
What if
Zing.
Just one rat trained all of them? I'm just saying.
Okay, if you have Stuart Little, then maybe there's a chance that can happen.
No, Splinter. Sorry, go ahead. Good job.
No, that's a good point. But literally, the way it's framed is that the two you choose to defend are basically microchip programmed to defend you.
Well, there's never a microchip
right?
in this.
Like,
example.
What's it called? Like mind control, right? You mind control the two that you pick.
That's even
to,
better.
Like,
have you seen Wilbur?
Against...
Yeah, you know what Karibo did against Blue Eyes? It defended Yugi. That's a bunch of little Karibos out there.
That's true. And then the other side is basically mind control to like try and end your life. But the way that you have framed it is that if you were to pick the Hawks, if you were to pick the Hawks and the Rats, then the Hawks would attack the Rats. But then everyone else is.
You misunderstood. That's not what.
That's why we were arguing with you.
What the fuck? I never chose the Hawks. I'm just saying.
I said this three times.
You chose this three times.
No,
we agree. We're thinking the same thing.
No, that's why I said they're number two. All right, the Hawks and the Rats would be number two.
I know, but
because you said they would be number two.
That's not the reason why
the Hawks would attack the Rats.
No, because I think the Rifleman is still a smarter choice.
So
because realistically, this is why you have to choose the Rifle. One, you need the Rats for a huge distraction, no matter what happens. But the Rifleman, he may die, but he probably will kill you right before
so
he dies.
Here,
all he's got to do
impossible.
Is kill one
here,
thing.
No. Impossible. Because
a human, dude?
He's a great shot.
He's the most deadliest of all
these.
He's
not dying
one,
by one rat.
I'm saying he's the only one that can kill you long range. The Hawk's going to have to swoop and get you. Everybody's got to get
you.
Whereas the person with the rifle can fucking shoot you from
and he's a hunter, so he knows how to kill you, bro.
Here's the thing, though. Literally, one. He said it's an arena. An arena big enough to hold 10,000 rats.
Which means
minimum.
Got even more close
minimum.
Range.
He's far range. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's got even closer range because now he's in an arena now.
So
he's
my problem
is not in a forest. He's not in a forest, which means he's got closer distance.
This is a good
example.
This is an excellent example of communication right here. This right here is example.
Well, I have one point that I have a problem with the human. I would have chosen him that. If it wasn't for this one problem.
Okay.
Oh, what's the one problem?
What's the wrong problem?
He's white. No time. What are you going to say?
Fair problem.
You're assuming he's going to have to sacrifice himself for you.
That's the whole point. They're there to defend you.
No. Understand. He's
there to
human.
Defend you.
He's got intellect. He's got concern for his own life. You just added a variable.
Bro,
his job is to defend you.
The thing is, choose two to defend you. And in these things, they were basically, like I said, microchip programmed, brainwashed to
defend
you.
Even if they do... all of that. Now you're limiting their capacity. That experienced hunter doesn't have the same tenacity anymore.
Giving him the focus to
keep
you safe.
This is the guy you're agreeing with.
No, that's the guy agreeing with me, unfortunately.
I'll take that over the guy who can't show his face in public. Anytime, bro.
I'm doing my own, man.
Okay, look.
No, he agrees with you, bro.
If I don't pick the Rifleman, he's going to kill me.
Here's the thing. So it's
big
an
ass
arena.
Distraction,
it's
you just said.
He said himself. This place holds maybe 4,000 rats, right?
I don't know how much it holds, but it's an arena.
Like, top to bottom, right? An arena is going to be flat. You're going to see across the distance. It's going to be big enough to hold 10,000 rats, right? So, the arena already is pretty wide. Second, the Hawks don't
rats
have to be like a freaking, you know, like a bomber. They can fly directly in front of you. That's a shield. So then, literally,
yeah, only 50 shields.
Yeah,
50 only 50 shields.
50
as you're running,
you got the attention.
I would,
set for 50
like,
shields,
bro. As you're running, and also he has to aim over his own animals.
Bro, he has a rifle, bro.
He has to aim over his own animals.
Yeah, we're not talking about a slow rifle.
Yeah,
about
but the Rifleman has to
bro.
Aim over rats.
That's 12 shots.
Small rats.
Yeah.
First off, you have a shield of Hawks that are all going towards him.
Dude, it only takes
and
one bullet to kill a
shot.
You know, you realize that like 50 of them. Realize that like with the Hawks being able to be airborne, that is a wall. Okay, so
I'm saying. Are you saying wolves can't hatch hawks when they come down? Are you saying it only takes one shot to fuck up an entire
Here's
hawk? It can't fly again if it shoots him in the wings.
If he's okay, say
it's
the hawk,
done,
okay,
dude.
You're saying
that's
that.
A rat.
You're saying that. You're saying that because I'm saying like the hawks would be like basically in front of peripheral vision. They'd be low enough and all that stuff, right?
Well, they're gonna have to come down eventually.
Here's the thing,
one swap with from a fucking bear and like five of them are dead.
Besides, all the animals are coming towards me to kill me. My 10,000 rats are going to swarm them.
Including the hunter plus the fucking hawk.
But then,
even if the hunter stays all the way in the back,
dude.
Right? There's already the scuffle of all those animals and 10,000 rats
bro.
And the rest
no
of the rats.
No clear shot.
No
shot.
And that's what I'm saying.
Think
this
about
is
it,
insane.
Bro.
Even if they
he's
attack
not
him,
about
he can
what
at
do
least
mean
get,
I'm not thinking about
he's
it?
He's going to at least get one shot off, and that's all he needs.
I'm
to
moving.
Kill
Who says I'm immobile?
Dude, but he's a good shot.
That's the
he's
point.
He's a good shot.
He's not thinking about it.
That's where you get the screen. That's where you get the screen of Hawks.
He's an expert hunter. He's like fucking predator.
He's hunted down cheetahs and other animals. You think you can move faster?
You think that's hard?
Damn.
What?
You demonic. Think that's hard?
Bro,
demonic. Today's technology.
Demonic, you said you changed difficult. Your answers. What Jesus. Was your answer?
You're not coming with a stick and a spear, all right? You're being
you
able
might
to
as well.
Shoot.
Is
you're being able to shoot them.
Yeah, he's on.
You're being able to shoot
what's
them.
Your answers? And why?
My answers are the riflemen and the gorillas.
All right. Well, yeah, there you go. You said that. Now, why?
Why? Because the gorillas are strong as shit. They'll be able to take on the bears and the...
G-Unit?
Wait, Demon, I got one question. They can take on... Demon, I got one question. How are you going to deal with 10,000 knights?
Stomping the shit out of them.
Okay, you're invalid. Okay, so...
It's got Mexican, that's why I'm invalid. You racist ass piece of shit.
Damn, bro, where'd that come from?
Wait, you Mexican?
Correct, wow. But still, where'd that come from?
I can't believe you, Zealous. I am so sorry, Demon.
Believe it.
Sheesh.
The rats are easy to take out. They're not, they have many.
10,000 rats is easy to
take
out by stomping on them.
Bro, one rat in a fucking household is hard to take out. What are you talking about?
There's a whole profession for this shit, bro. And I'll tell you right now.
You see? They're coming at you.
I've kicked a rat. Maybe an exterminator on your side. Maybe.
How many rats can you take out at once per second?
All of them.
Bro, get him out of here! Bro, get him out of here!
Bro, he just spirit bombed the whole arena, bro. That doesn't count.
Z, can you tell Demonic about Too Fast, Too Furious?
He really paused. He really paused and said all of them.
Hey, Demonic,
he paused.
Demonic, you gotta rewatch. Demonic, you gotta rewatch Too Fast, Too Furious. You gotta see the bucket challenge, the OG bucket challenge.
What am I using to defend myself? Is it just
you're not? That's
nothing.
Thing. You're
doing you can run around.
Apparently,
that's
just seven
pretty,
gorillas
bro.
And one human.
That was five gorillas.
It was five.
No, but like, you said no, seven. Like,
but
you can't use anything. Like you don't have anything. You're
no,
just,
no, you no, just run around.
It's your two choices that are your defending tools.
And you can move.
You can grab the shit out of a rat's ass and just grab him by the tail and just use him as a whip.
Are you fingering a rat's ass, bro?
Nunchucks.
Bro. By the time you are able to grab two rats, tie their tails together,
like,
and fucking
he's like, I'm gonna
your
get. He's like, I'm going to get two rats. I'm going to put them in a sewer. I'm going to speak to them. I'm going to dump some ooze.
Be like,
he's like, I might be dead for that hour, but in 10 years.
The Emperor's New Groove?
They will raise the rest of these animals.
Oh, my God.
Demonic, dude. By the time you grab two rats, tie their tails together, and practice the art of nunchaku, the other 9,998 rats.
You're half right, Zealous.
Half right?
If it wasn't for the hogs, you'd be 100% right.
You're not even thinking about it. You're not
you're
even thinking about
half
it. You're not even thinking about it.
He did this to me last week, too. Don't worry.
It's the truth. Sorry. He's thinking about the hogs' utility in the arena. What he's not thinking about is...
Got an army of rats, then I'm not scared about the rats. So
if
you
one
know,
what?
The
if
rats are the thing you should fear the most.
That's why I want them on my side. Even
I
if I don't use them.
Because Zealous keeps interrupting. What's going on, Demonic?
Fucking
you said if one person
if one can
take off.
Take out an army of rats. If one
eagle
can take out an army of rats. I'm not scared about them.
One what?
Yeah, second,
one
bro.
Eagle.
One
bro,
eagle.
Three of those little fucking rats jump on that eagle. It's done. Like,
yeah.
That eagle's going to get.
Pistol?
If he can do it, he's a pickle, then I can do it too.
One pickle?
Oh, Pickle Rick?
Yes, Pickle Rick?
Pickle Rick.
Oh, okay. Pickle Rick.
Well, we're not. There's no pickles in this scenario.
All right. So Demonic's dead.
Demonic's dead, pretty much, within like the first 35 minutes.
Well, at least, guys, we can agree that we chose a better answer than Demonic.
Let's stop this there.
Have a better answer.
We'll stop. Let's stop this particular question there.
Thank
because,
you, Demonic,
yes.
for being our peace bringer.
I'm telling you, dude. Stop.
Well, guys, on this next one, let's mourn Demonic.
You know, I kept quiet this whole time because
no,
I was trying to help you. But
he
then I realized
was,
you
he
picked
was
the
not
Hawks.
Quiet, bro.
Dude, the Hawks make no fucking sense.
In the if it's an arena, the Hawks make sense.
No.
Bro, they can pick your
not
ass
against
out.
A
if
hunter
it's an arena,
shit. And
bro,
rats.
If you said like the forest or something,
no,
I go with the hunter.
Now this is
yeah,
this is
I would say if
it's
a
easier
arena.
To shoot them down in the arena. It's easier to have them killed.
Exactly.
Every other animal's
but
coming
this,
after you.
This is why if there was no rifleman, I would choose the Hawks.
How many
yeah.
shots can
because,
you
but
because
the rifleman changes
have,
everything.
How many shots do you get off in a minute?
The hunter
because they have
changes
the
everything.
Shots
you get
and
off
the
in
high
a minute.
Dude, the hunter's not trying to kill the Hawks, he's trying to kill you.
That's okay. fine.
You're telling,
and
me, you're telling me a hawk is going to get
you. You said that he would
the,
shoot them down.
Where's your
so that's why
he
my
could. He
off.
Could. He could.
Where's that? Where's
but
that
they're there to kill you.
So
there's that all the animals are there to kill you. You think the hawks are going to? Dude, come
ask,
on.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask
so
you this.
The rats are able to attack the bears. Is that what you're telling me? Because have you seen the size of a bullet you need to take out a bear?
I know, but that's a lot of teeth, bro.
Rats can eat through steel.
Yeah, that's a lot of fucking teeth.
Really?
Yeah, they can.
Jesus fucking
that's why New York's a problem.
Ugly ass hawks, dude. All they need to do is shoot you. The whole match is you have to survive for 1 hour. It's not about them. Dude, how the what makes you think they're going to have a body armor of hawks that's going to shoot you? You're dead.
Bruh,
you're dead.
You have a screen.
You have to survive.
So look, this
you
is
you have a screen this,
of
there,
what?
If there was Hawks. See, and you know what? If we're fast enough, they'll probably be alive just like us. Because all we got to do is dodge the riflemen, and we'll be cool. Because if you like, this is why I chose them as second. Because one, there's 50 hawks.
Yeah, they're
that's
not
way
bad.
More than each but of the other animals. So if the rats and the hawks work together, they're gonna jump them from up high and down below.
But the rifleman changes
the
everything.
Only one. That's what I'm saying. He's how the does, only one I have to worry about.
Here's the
is
thing.
The rifleman.
An arena is
but all
flat.
He needs is one shot to get me.
Let's say this dude is what 6 foot, right? To your 5 foot, 7, 8, 9, whatever, right? In an arena, we're in an arena. It's flat. It's flat. Already. Those animals.
There's like, only. He, but look, he can, there's only. What? Let's see. Nine. Not. I wouldn't even count the lions. I would say the gorillas and the bears are the only tall ones. The rest are ground level. So he has eyesight. These rats aren't gonna make a wall like Ant-Man.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
All he's got to do is maneuver around like 7 silhouettes.
Why? So my.
And
my,
you're dead.
Okay. You know what they say that if you're worried about getting shot, right? In the distance,
act like a rat. Right
now. No. What the fuck?
Play dead. Play
zigzag. Dead.
Yeah, serpent.
So if the distance is great enough,
and
right?
A hunter wouldn't know that.
If the distance is great enough, and you got hawks around you, kind of like as a screen,
to watch you die. I get it.
As a sort of screen,
they start picking up his body.
As a sort of screen going forward, right? So you move
he's
left,
be
they
like,
move
shield,
left.
And then they go.
So you move left, the hawks move left, right? You move right, the hawks move right. But always,
that's what Captain America was black.
Moving towards the rifleman, right?
Now I feel like that's why you threw in the microchip and all that stuff, because now you're maneuvering.
No.
Shield wall. He fucking had the rats do the wave and shit.
Damn,
if they can do that, would be cool.
Let's go ahead and say that doesn't.
Even if they do that, though, you still, like, I still think you got a chance, but I think it's going to be a struggle. I think the other way, you would last longer.
Way longer,
safer.
Dude.
I think with the hawks on your side, it's still a huge risk. I think you're gonna kill off a whole bunch of fucking hawks.
Fuck it, just send the all the hawks.
You gotta hope. And what?
The wolves, the lions, the bears, the crocodiles.
Especially
nothing gets to you.
If all the animals attack you and they're not attacking each other, they're not gonna attack the fucking hunter. And you're pretty much dead.
And the hunter
but if
knows.
They are attacking
wait,
each
wait,
other,
wait, 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 wait. Let me
huge,
add something.
Huge.
The hunter would also know, because he's a hunter, which animal to go after next, which one to defend against. He has all the knowledge.
He has
the
hawk 1,000
like,
rats.
And all the hawk is doing is call. Like, that's it. That's your fucking help.
Here's the thing, though. You just need to maneuver.
Like, you going down
and be
there,
safe
no,
long
that.
Enough.
He's got a gun.
How fast are those hawks moving? How fast those hawks moving?
65 miles per hour. But rats can dig, so you can be hitting, bro.
Here's the thing. You can be zigzagging, dodging bullets for like maybe a minute. Because he's got to yes, motherfucker.
You're gonna dodge a bullet in the arena for a minute?
Am I right next to
him? He goes, ready, go.
Yeah, I'm gonna say he's right here.
Am I right next to him?
He's dead.
Then why does he need a hunter?
He has a rifle.
The arena's big enough to hold 10,000
to shoot
rats
you many times
minimum.
Over. Yes,
the arena's big enough to hold 10,000 rats minimum.
Oh my god, dude.
That's like a block or two blocks easy.
You're both dead.
So
I'm telling you right
zigzag
now.
Zigzag enough. Distance-wise,
see,
make him run out of bullets.
And the hawks are fast enough,
somebody,
and the rats are also fast enough
if you
to reach the other side.
Somebody with a gun, but this is an expert hunter. Expert hunters means they're fucking immaculate.
They've dealt with every
shots.
Animal. They've
and
dealt
they,
with every
they
animal.
They know their animal, which
what
a human
animal?
In this case is going to be their animal.
Okay. What animal is zigzagging, purposely trying to dodge a bullet?
Wolves,
a fucking humans.
Fucking rats. Rats that's dodge bullets by happening. Zigzagging. You tell me, fucking, come on, bro.
He knows a human's gonna zigzag. He's a fucking.
He's a hunter, dude.
He's a human. He's like, what would I fucking?
Yeah,
do,
he
bro?
Knows. He's gonna be dead. You don't even have a weapon.
So this hunter,
leather shield. Like you can't.
First off, you guys are forgetting the whole point of a hunter is to not be seen and not be noticed and to kill from a distance.
And he won't have to because he's gonna kill you from a distance.
Wait a minute.
And
you but this arena.
Wait a minute.
But this arena
kill us from a distance.
But this arena is flat. And you can see everything.
Even easier to kill you, dude. Do you not understand that?
Because he can see everything.
There's distance and then there's distractions.
Oh, my God.
Those are the two things that kill everybody.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, wait. Let me make this example. I'll try to be like...
Do you think that as soon as he pulls the trigger, the bullet is already on my chest?
Let me make this point. Maybe you might agree. Maybe you won't. If you can do so much damage in an arena for an hour just by you coordinating with...
Make it sound like he's got
infinite ammo,
too.
Hold on.
He's an epic.
Hold on.
All he needs is one shot.
Hold on.
He's John Wick and Predator.
If you zealous.
Our no court- humans like that. Period.
Hold on, hold on. Hold on.
John Wick, Keanu Reeves. Reeves. He's not real.
Hold on, hold on.
Real. Not in real life.
No. He does all his.
Keanu things. Reeves is real. Okay, let's continue.
Okay, if you can coordinate with rats and hawks to be able to do damage and survive for an hour, because you're working together to survive, what do you think would happen if an expert hunter works together with lions, bears, crocodiles, buffalo?
It's fucking Tarzan, bro.
Dude, if you can do so much with these two categories of animals, think about they're all going against you. Their only objective is to kill you. That's it. Not the rats, not the hawks.
Do you know the rule of street fighting in groups? Do you know the rule? If you're ever in a big group fight? The rule is even if you're 1 versus 20, 1,000, whatever, they can only come at you 4 at a time.
Yeah, and a bullet,
dude. Because that's how it is in movies, right? They just wait. They're courteous.
No, I'm saying no. Literally, they can only come at you really like nobody 4 at a time. Until you literally, you can defend. Like they can only come at you 4 at a time.
We're gonna jump and be like, wait, no, wait.
That's every direction, though. What he's saying is that's every direction. That's four directions.
Front, right side, back.
That's old school D-pads, but D-pads have all the angles, so it'll be at least.
I'll admit you're quick in the head. I'll admit you're quick in the mind. That was quick.
If we're gonna
be at least eight,
that's a good
somebody's
one.
Gonna jump from up top. Yeah.
Here comes the bear, just bitch slapping.
I'll admit you're quick. I'll admit you're quick.
Just getting three gorillas next to each other. You already lost two directions.
Let me just hold on. Let me add two more details.
Why do you keep adding before I get the answer?
I want you to answer, but I want to add two details.
You
want to
add everything else?
No, just two things. Think about this.
Four. Keep in mind that's two things.
Gravity sometimes more.
One bear on cocaine did a lot of damage. We're talking about five.
In what? The fucking forest.
In the fucking forest.
The hunter's going to be like, come here, bears. You know what? Cocaine's fuck that. He's going to be like, no, fuck that. Come here, everybody.
Say hunter just carries cocaine.
And he's going to be like this. And ain't shit going to kill him.
Oh,
he's going to be all eating a fuck
I'm
up.
I'm telling you.
That's a very stable shooting hand,
that's
by the way.
That's one. You and again, just like you are able to plan it out with your with your boys, with your rats and
hawks. I wasn't
even
going that deep. I'm like, there's too many
the
numbers.
The other side is going to be able to coordinate too because they want to kill you as
quick as
possible.
I wasn't coordinating shit. I'm just saying they're not going to let me get hit.
All right.
The hunter's targeting.
Explain now with those new points. I want to see what you think.
I don't even hear the 2 points. Everyone's
apparently, he just threw cocaine in the mix, bro. That's fucked up.
I'm just saying a cocaine bear can do a lot of fucking damage. And these bears.
That was a valid point for him, by the way.
Five. What are the points? Cocaine bear?
One is that imagine how much damage a bear on cocaine does.
Nope.
All right? Because, you know, they have the...
That's 1 point.
He's going right.
Because let me add this extra detail to that piece of it.
10,000 rats on cocaine.
Just agree
I'm not adding
only
more,
2 points.
I'm not adding more points. I just wanted to clarify that point. A bear...
Bro, you are the definition of subsections.
The reason why Vikings were so feared is
what
because...
What the fuck?
Vikings were compared to bears because they get shot, they get hit, and they continue fighting. So, one thing, you have five of those bears and all these other animals working together against you.
10,000 rats on cocaine.
Okay, go ahead. I'm just
right. Okay. Number one, 10,000 motherfucking rats to what? 100 other animals max? I don't even know
Cops.
The fucking number. It was like
Cops.
50.
No,
that's literally
we have
like,
the hawks. Now we have the other 50.
No, all the other, all
just explain the usage of the hawks in this scenario because the rats make sense.
They're his shield. He's just moving.
Oh. Well,
clear. He's gonna.
If there's a total of another,
he's the hawk whisperer.
I will never answer. I will never get the answer.
Go ahead.
I know. My answer was dumb, you know. But at least I would survive like more than 2 minutes without Zealous. Like two shots and he's done with the hunter. You can't zigzag across from a bullet.
That's what I'm saying. Like
across
with us,
across
from don't have. I feel like if you don't have the hunter, it goes
you
from like
stuck to the
100% guaranteed.
If it's
to like
arena,
now you have like a probability.
If it's
to
an
get
arena
it
where
shit.
Everything's flat and whatnot. See, if it was like with trees and whatnot. Yeah,
hey,
I'd go
zealous.
Ahead. And pick,
yeah,
I'd pick. If it was trees and whatnot, I'd pick the hunter.
Let's just say if it's an arena. Let's just say if it's an arena, right? It takes a bullet from maybe like I want to say 700 yards, a regular 223. It takes it maybe 2.5 seconds.
Okay.
Demonic.
How big do you think an arena is to be able to hold 10,000 rats?
You know, rats are pretty compact. They fit in one side of the.
I'll say about a football stadium.
Yeah, no, I've seen those videos
big.
Of you know that church that holds millions of rats, and it's not that big.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't have to be
not
what?
That big.
There's a church that has millions of rats living
I've seen those videos of that church where that church holds a million rats, and it's not that big. So I'm not impressed.
So you're saying that only on the floor base level, from edge to edge, it held 10 million rats.
But even then, like, even if it's
because if you start stacking things, then you can like fucking fit a whole bunch.
Even if it's like an old school gladiator, a coliseum or a stadium, I think it's still gonna be the same, man. It's just as long as you can in your scenario. If you can dodge the rifleman,
you don't even have to dodge for that long.
Which is going to be hard. You do, because it's going to take the rats a little while. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to kill him instantly. They might even chew his shit up.
Other animals there too.
Yeah, exactly.
You have 10,000 rats to another 50 animals. How fast
do you think a rifleman can chew? Like, you're not
fucking quick, bro. And this is an expert. This is not just some random person with a gun. Even a random person with a gun has got a huge chance of killing you.
I asked this earlier and no one answered. How fast?
Okay. How fast can I shoot a gun?
No, not
okay.
A gun.
Let me put it this way.
God damn it!
Okay, with a rifle, an old school Mosin gun, which my homie has, all right, which is a Soviet era rifle, I can lay off 5 rounds in 3 seconds.
Yeah, that's true.
I can hear.
3 seconds, 5 rounds in 3 seconds.
And that's bolt action.
With a bolt action. Old rifle, not the newer ones. That's an old rifle. 5 rounds, 3 seconds.
Okay, so literally, that's basically saying that
you're getting shot in every part of your foot as you're trying to dodge.
That's basically saying that literally.
He's gonna be like, oh shit, fuck! All right, let me get out of here. Shit. God damn it! You were supposed to let me run. God damn it!
And now I'm talking about a bolt action. All right, that's a bolt action right there. So you're saying that
would never miss.
AR-15, or that AR-10, the bar.
And there's no other distance involved.
Wait, so you're saying that? How big this arena would be? Let's say
a football stadium.
Would that say
LA Coliseum? It's a football stadium.
That can hold 10,000 rats. So you're saying that, like, literally,
you can hold 10,000 rats on the field?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's fine.
Dude, your answer is
now add another 100 animals.
Okay, so bigger than the rats. So you're saying that, like,
you've never been to a zoo? It's not that big.
So you're saying that those five shots, including recoil, including all the fucking distance, all that shit, you're saying that literally 100%. 5 for 5.
Put it back on.
No, we're done. We're done. It's 8 o'clock.
Wait.
No, I'm done because I'm leaving. I'm taking my shit.
Hold up. Let's finish end this. Let's
end this tonight. This is not going to finish for another 10 minutes. Sorry.
It
no, it's not. We've been talking about this for 30 minutes. See? It's not happening.
It's over. Dude, the rifle really is it, though.
You know what? We won't be able to conclude this.
You're not going to survive the bullets. It doesn't matter how far you are.
So you're saying 5 for 5. This nigga's saying 5 for 5. That like you just
all
that good,
he needs
just
one
that amazing, just that perfect.
There's
a lot of people. I'm a pink cushion.
There's a lot of people that are, but this isn't expert. That's what I'm saying. This is not just some regular guy.
All right. I'm limiting the hunter to an old school Mosin Nagant. All right. When you go out hunting, you don't take bolt actions anymore. You take AR-10s. You take AR-15s. You take there's so many semi-autos where basically you can do all 30 rounds of it within like I want to say 6 to 8 seconds.
So what you're saying is, including all the recoil and everything from the side from one end of the football field to the other, this dude over here doing somersaults, doing cartwheels, doing backflips, jumping around, rolling around, all this other stuff, hawks coming at you and
get
everything.
Get to the point.
That literally, yeah, that's where it is.
You do know modern rifles are basically recoilless, right?
You're dead, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Recoilless?
You would have been perfect if you didn't
especially
say the hawks.
Because it's an expert. If it had recoil, all that stuff, he's going to adjust for all that. Yeah, he knows what he's doing. Right. This is what he does.
Guess what?
He's a fucking
hunter.
Guess what? You're dead.
You're still fucking wrong.
You're dead.
All right, let's go.
He's dead. 5 minutes in. Going, oh, I didn't know I was going to get shot this fast.
5 minutes in, the rats would get there way faster.
Later.
Which one is the
off-topic?
Here's the other
podcast.
Thing.
It's the little red one.
This one? Nope.
The next page of apps.
It's the other red.
All right, guys. That's the one. Whatever. All right, guys. Well, that's the rat fight. We'll have to continue this on another week. But you guys would definitely be dead. Let me tell you that right now.
Look, guys. Number one answer is rats. Other than that, you gotta pick.
Dude, the hunter would kill you so fucking fast. I'm trying to.
Incorrect.
You would be so dead.
Incorrect.
Bro, the match he would make, whatever money, whatever challenges is part of, it would be over. You messed him up. He was perfect until you said that.
Nah,
now you're gonna be dead.
Nah, incorrect.
3 seconds after 100 bullets hit him, he's like, oh shit.